Mostly it is superstition, number one, and the most of the phenomena as understood is superstition. They are two different things. More often than not, the things related about this nazar lag jana, as you said it, the bad effect of one's sight or observation, this is mostly reported very irresponsibly and in exaggerated terms. So when you investigate the things, more often than not you'll come across a situation where there was nothing in it, only people thought perhaps. And what is nazar lag jana, that is the evil effect of an eye, that in itself is also exaggerated. The Holy Quran accepts the influence of the sight or observation or willful thinking, but does not teach superstitions at the same time. For instance, what is magic? According to the Holy Quran, it is the influence of the eye or influence of the concentration of mind upon the eyes. Saharu ayuna nase means exactly this, that the magicians who opposed Hazrat Moses didn't change the nature of things at all. What they did was they deceived the eyes. They influenced the eyes and nothing more. But that influence was not through any material means. So that means the Holy Quran recognizes the possibility of mental forces. And this is in fact what nazar lag jana is. It is not through the eye which something travels and hits somebody. It is just the concentration of mind or an evil thought which becomes too strong, and something is emanated from that evil thought which influences the other person. And that is what nazar lag jana is and nothing more.